Hello from Beitel. We've reached the weekly Torah reading with the story about Noah's Ark. So let's leave aside those kindergarten drawings of animals and focus on a powerful message that lies herein. After the entire world was underwater for a year, Noah dispatches the dove to seek out dry land three times. The second time, the dove comes back with an olive branch or an olive leaf in his mouth. Now, the beautiful thing about Judaism is that we're free to ask and inquire and derive beautiful insights from even the minute details. So let's start, where was that olive tree located? No, it wasn't Olive Branch, Mississippi. Rather, our rabbis say that the olive tree was on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. And another question, why an olive tree? You would think that the bird would seek out a tall tree that hovers above the floodwaters. Of all the trees in the world, why the olive? The commentator Rashi says that the dove wanted to communicate a message to Noah. You, Noah, were the greatest zookeeper of all times. You hand-fed all the animals for a year. Nonetheless, you mizumotai, miruim kazait biyadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, velo mitukim kadvash biyadei vasar v'dam. The dove stands straight, looks Noah straight in the eye, and he says, I prefer my food bitter as an olive, but from the hands of God, and not sweet as honey from the hands of flesh and blood. And by the way, I have an olive tree in my house, and if you sink your teeth into a raw olive, oh, it's awfully bitter. The dove represents the Jewish people. The olive represents what? Peace. The olive represents freedom, liberty, and independence, and the bitter price you sometimes have to pay for it. So according to our rabbis, the dove is saying to Noah, which represents all of humanity, I'm willing to give up the luxuries that come along with being under your wing. And I'm even willing to taste bitterness if necessary in order for me, the dove, the Jewish people, to play out my destiny and my role in history, which is being on the Mount of Olives, in Jerusalem, in the land of Israel, free and independent. I like the way my colleague Yishai Fleischer summed up a practical conclusion that comes from this learning. Dear America, thank you and shalom. We have to go home now. Your friends, the Jews. Shabbat shalom from Beitel. By the way, if you're liking these videos with Torah and the land of Israel, then subscribe to our email newsletter. It's called Beyond the Four Amot, and here's the link to subscribe. It's also in the subscription text under the YouTube video. Y'all come back now, you hear?